provincial government needs an interim supply bill to allow it to pay its bills and stay afloat. The House of Assembly did open yesterday with that end in mind, but the failing offshore and other issues dominated yesterday's sitting. NDP leader Alison Coffin joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Ms. Coffin, I guess right off the bat, what are your priorities for this sitting of the House?
Well, there's a number of things we do need to do, but I guess the first thing would be to make sure that we have a budget that is responsive to the economic conditions that we're in and that protects the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.
How concerned are you that the new premier, when he says everything is on the table for budget 2020, when he did just join us, though, he did say there shouldn't be any surprises?
Well, yes, and so those two things tend to be a little bit contradictory. What I do know is that the budget that we're going to see coming up is going to look a whole lot like what the budget was done when they did that in March. So they've already said that. So what that means is the budget that we're going to see next March will probably have all the things on the table. So at this point, we're just too far through our spending to be able to make any radical changes. So what we're going to see is a lot of things will be on the table for next March. And that is very, very concerning.
Government's looking for 3 months interim supply. Yourself, the opposition, have been asking for 1 month. Is there anything that's a firm deal breaker for you?
A number of things, I guess. But at this point, we already saw the interim supply bill, and it doesn't look like it has 3 months in it. And again, we did not get a briefing. This showed up on our desks when we walked into the House of Assembly yesterday afternoon. And so we don't have a real good sense of what the money is for, how much they need, and how long that will last. And in fact, we don't even know if they've run out of the $4.6 billion that we gave them back in March.
What would it take for you to support a three-month interim supply bill?
I don't think a three-month interim supply bill is on the table at all. I think at this point, if we're going to be smart and prudent and very accountable in how we spend our money, I think at this point we only need enough money to get us through this budget. So I think something that will take us through perhaps to the end of October, maybe the middle of November, should be sufficient. And I think if we get to that point and it looks like the budget won't pass, perhaps then we could consider another interim supply for a month that will allow an election.
NDP leader Alison Coffin, the minority Liberals, of course, will need some opposition support to pass any budget measures through the House coming the end of the month. Will you provide that support?
Well, again, it's really going to depend on what is in that budget. Again, we've asked for a number of things, and we've been really smart about what we've been asking for. We've been negotiating with the Liberals since last May, and we've talked about things like legislative change that would improve people's lives, that would give them better protections at work, that would give them better pay, that would have avoided some of the things that we've seen happen recently. So legislative change does not have to come into the budget, but it can come at the same time, and I think that would certainly bolster our support for something like that.
You say you want more financial transparency from the Liberals. What would that look like?
Oh, financial transparency. Well, we have a $200 million contingency fund, just as an example. We don't know how that money has been spent. It had been earmarked for COVID response, but that's a pretty broad thing to say. So in terms of transparency, how was that money spent? Was it spent for the best purposes? We want to look at transparency in terms of who they're going to fund and why. I mean, what business grants are going out, and are they going to be for local businesses? It's going to provide incentive for jobs. That's a really key thing. Transparency in who they hire and what they've been tasked to do. Remember, we've seen Moya Green and Paul Mills, both of which have been unilaterally appointed by the Premier and the previous Premier. And I've heard that there's a report on economic recovery from Paul Mills, but no one has seen that yet. We're really not quite sure what type of work he's done. And we really don't know what we're in for with Moya Green. I mean, she's been known for privatization and for selling off public assets. So that's very concerning as well. So transparency in what they're doing and what they've been tasked to do would be very important.
Now, yesterday it was asked of MHAs to kind of keep the tempers down, not do much shouting, of course, with the new regulations in place around COVID-19. That didn't last very long once oil and gas came up in the House yesterday. Are you convinced that this minority government can work?
I've been trying for a very long time, and unfortunately my hope has been whittled away. Certainly what we've seen since the new premier has come in is as a gradual moving away of any relationship that we may have had. Previously, we had talked on a irregular basis with the Premier and the Minister of Finance about how we could work together. We had regular COVID meetings. That has been whittled away to once a week. And the regular meetings that we've been having with the Liberal government has not been sustained at all. We've really not heard much from them. So can it work? It's going to be on them, really. We're trying, but we're not making much headway.
NDP leader Alison Coffin, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you, Ben. Lovely chatting with you.